right club.
Be the right club today.
Yes! Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most!
Expect anything different?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the Finca Courtesan House here in lovely Spain. God, what a day that was. TC, we're riding high. We flipped that shit this afternoon.
Flipped it at the bottom. Could have gotten ugly.
It really could have. Neil and Cody were just peacocking this morning.
As was the LPGA socials, Solheim Cup USA socials. A lot of hate being directed towards us.
Yes. Still like the way the leaderboard looks at the end of day one on foreign soil.
Of course, we're going to get into all that. Neil to my far left.
Good evening.
TC to my immediate left. Last but not least, the Sarge, Cody McBride, to my right. Cody, how are you? I'd like for you to have a few words for us here.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mr. Big. Awesome day out there. What a start this morning. Fuck, man, I did not see that coming at all. I was wrong.
You're telling me, bud.
I was in shock at lunch.
Listen, my paperwork is in right now to the data union. I think first and foremost, we give it up to the team. But damn, they were right. I was wrong. I didn't see it.
Just about the use of the data. It was about where the data was coming from. We talked to some guys out there, talked to Jay Ray, some of his associates.
Yeah. You wait 1 second. We'll get to that.
But Cody would like to share a few words with
you. You know why? This live show, of course.
This one right here.
Right here. This one that we're doing, presented by
our friends.
Our great friends. High Noon, tequila lovers. We have nothing. Excuse me. If you're a tequila lover who's never satisfied with malt-based hard seltzer offerings, you're going to love that new High Noon tequila seltzer. You guys know it's now available nationwide. Made with real tequila, real juice, clean finish because it's made with real Blanco tequila.
I know Blanco now. I know that means white. That's one of the words I've picked up here in
Supuesto.
Spain.
Exactly. We've all had this before. We love it. 100 calories, gluten-free, no sugar added. TC, what do you got?
I've had it before. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I would kill
be so
for
tasty.
A strawberry tequila High Noon right now.
Available nationwide, not international, though. You know what I mean? I
blacked out over here. High Noon tequila seltzer is available.
The product is not us. We need to be very clear about that.
Available in four bright, crisp flavors, strawberry, lime, grapefruit, and passion fruit. You guys know the details on all of those. It's great for any occasion under the sun. There's no better time than now to try High Noon Tequila Seltzer. Look for it at Drizzly or your local convenience liquor stores, or visit highnoonseltzers.com to find it near you.
Wonderful. Mr. Big, you crushed it.
Cody, that was beautiful. Thank you for those words.
Neil, before we dive in, I think you have an order of business for us today.
What's that?
With the alarm.
Oh, yeah. So we are currently, we got 48 minutes and 43 seconds. So we got a boogie. Okay. But we're going to keep it tight tonight.
We're trying to keep it tight.
We're going to enjoy some paella.
A Spanish dinner. All right. Let's kick it off here. Obviously, morning session went 4-0 for Team USA. Unprecedented. First time in Solheim Cup history that they've swept, I think, any session, let alone a foursomes. Which is,
I think they've gone undefeated before, but never swept.
I think that's right.
Ball wins.
Yes. Foursomes has traditionally been the weakest part of the Solheim Cup for Team USA. So 4-0, everybody was feeling themselves. Rightfully so.
No weak link on the US side is what it looked like. And I mean, it truly, like Cody was saying, I was right or I was wrong. You were right. I'm stupid. You're smart. I'm just classic Billy Madison.
I have so many people I need to apologize
to. Randy was making a list.
I made sure you didn't apologize.
TC, this is not a bit. I came into the media center for lunch. TC said, keep the faith, Randy.
I said, don't you dare apologize.
And he was right. Afternoon session, Team Europe comes back, shows the heart, the fight, the spirit that we know that they had, TC. And they go 3-1. Though having two of the matches, they did not lose an afternoon four ball.
But I thought was going to go on in the first.
You know, Leona Maguire doesn't ship that ball in at the end. It, you know, that was
it was three toss-ups coming in there.
So it wasn't like it was a runaway, like momentum completely flipped. Honestly, we were talking about, there was a big old siesta there say the pretty much through 13 until the hole in one.
It was like pretty much all those groups going from like hole six to 12.
So it rained 11. A little bit last night. Wind kicked up, especially this afternoon. Course started drying out and the grass, it's Bermuda. So the grain, nobody was making any putts for like the first two and a half hours of the afternoon session.
Well, I felt like there really weren't a ton of putts made in the morning. That was just really solid golf from the US.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like any fireworks this morning. I mean, I think back to like the most exciting shot was Leona Maguire making a putt on 17 to extend the match that I saw in
after
person.
After Andrea made the putt. We saw some made putts late in the morning. But you're right. I think for whatever reason, these greens with the conditions, it's like
course is in great shape. That's not an issue.
It looks great. Yeah. It's well maintained. I just think it's difficult. And like you said, the wind, I mean, they were missing a lot of short putts, but so we stand at 5-3 heading into Saturday. Team USA leads. I guess my question for the group, we'll go around the horn here. Neil, I'll start with you. Which team should feel better about themselves heading into tomorrow morning?
I think it's still Team USA, 100%. I think that the Team Europe feels relieved that, oh my God, this isn't going to be a blowout. Like, we got hyped. We hyped ourselves. The rookies asking for the ball, then fumbling it. Like, that could have gone really, really poorly. So I think they're just like big sigh, big exhale for them. Whereas I feel like Team USA is like, okay, we've seen everybody's been out to play. I think we go back. We're gonna look at the data, right? We're gonna look at the data tonight, and we're gonna match up these pairings. Well, no, that's their strategy. They're gonna stick to their strategy. I'm just using what they've told us. I'm not saying I support it. I mean, it's working currently. They're winning. But if you told Team USA they were gonna come out and go 4-0 in the morning and then be up on the road after day one, they're thrilled with that.
I agree. TC, what do you think?
Yeah, I think US has to feel good as well that they rested a couple of their star, their, you know, both young players and star kind of rookies in the morning. And they'll be well rested going into tomorrow with, you know, somebody like Rose, like only played 18 holes today. So that, I think Allison Corpuz is the real deal. Like, she's
impressive.
She's, you know, got a point and a half today. Really, I don't know, just a very solid day from her. I think the U.S. team, I wouldn't be shocked to see them maybe run back the afternoon kind of stuff today and almost flip the two tomorrow.
I think the big thing, and we're keeping an eye out, we don't have Saturday pairings out as of this second, but
if anyone has them, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. I'm trying
because we've been struggling with some bandwidth all day.
You gotta I gotta think Lexi sits in the morning.
Just let her get ahead about her.
She's got to sit one or the other tomorrow. And after the disastrous chip on 18 today, or maybe it's like you got to get her back out there to alleviate the scar tissue.
It sounded like Karen Stupples was very adamant on the US broadcast that you know, Charlie and Georgia, that she would have flipped it, the two of them hitting the opposite shots that they were, because the course is very heavy towards, like, it's very skewed for alt shot. Yes. Of if you tee off first, you're probably going to be putting a lot that day, just with the way the par threes work and the way that, you know, teeing off works on the course. So I'll be very keen to see what Europe trots out there tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Cody, same question to you. Who should be feeling better about themselves heading into Saturday?
Can you speak booster mic a little bit to just talk into it? I can't turn it up any higher, but
okay.
I think it's, that's what happens behind. That's the extent.
We're
of
doing it live. Shout out Bill here. Riley.
And thanks for Solly for the note. I appreciate it. But, you know, I think it's Team Europe. I think the Euros got to be feeling good. Honestly, I kind of expected today to end the exact same way that I thought yesterday. I just did not see this like wave coming in the morning from Team USA. Oh, I honestly thought it was going to be flip flopped. You know, I thought it was going to be the opposite way. So to get super down in a hole like that this morning, I think the Euros got to be, you know, fired up about that. Specifically, like, you know, the Gemma Madeline match this afternoon. Like, they dug themselves out of a big hole.
You were lucky to get a half out of that.
Just absolutely stunting on people. Like, I think it's like Europe has the momentum coming out of today.
I think for sure. With the, I mean, Leona kind of provided the first moment, capital M.
If you get a hole in one, I mean,
that's true. That's true. That was
especially like when she wasn't really doing
anything. People are saying all day on 16.
Gemma.
Yeah.
People are saying that could have been a funnel pin, though.
Yes, I do need to look at the tape, study the tape there.
It was, I mean, course kind of stinks. So, yeah, it's probably a funnel pin.
It's almost convenient because I think both captains can spin today as a massive positive.
Yes.
And that's somewhat unique. You guys have laid out, I mean, Stacey Lewis, the morning, having a lead after day one, they would have signed up for that every day. And then Suzanne, it's like, hey, we were down. And we've started to fight. We've made big shots at crucial times. And, you know, see if you can ride that into Saturday morning. I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day of golf.
One thing I'm a little bit worried about on the Euro side, Charlie looked shaky. I don't know if it's the neck or what. But Hedwall has not played yet. So you got to wonder, they're kind of playing with one hand tied behind their back on a course where fitness and endurance and energy levels are a big component. Like that, this place is so hard to walk for players and for fans.
Yeah, it's a spectator's nightmare. There's too many. It's like a choke point. There's choke points. We'll get to more of that later on. I think
not do anything about this course to make it spectator friendly.
They just they just shouldn't have chosen.
Right.
I think what you're talking about, like player specific wise, is that we saw that reflected this afternoon, though. Like, it was a very slow round of golf.
Yeah.
Four balls are in play.
Felt like fatigue was a factor in that hole six through 15. Once you clear through 15, it's almost like, okay, we're back on almost the ridge line getting home.
Well, like six of the eight Euros played 36 today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, especially this afternoon when it's sunny as hell out there all day long. You know, they're basically hiking. So they have over 10 miles in today. And those hills are nuts. Like, I could not imagine. Plus, like, everything else that that playing in this actual competition brings. But it's slow. It's a big, you know, it's just a bad walk. And we saw, I want to put all the spectator and everything on the ground stuff to the back end, because there's a ton that we can dig into. The other thing that I know people want us to dig into is, we get it. We've seen the messages. The U.S. broadcast stunk, right? We didn't watch a lick of it, okay? But we had our own issues with broadcasts over here. But, man, you want to start with, like, what kind of how our day was?
Start in the morning.
Yeah.
We rolled out early. We wanted to obviously see the first tee. We wanted to see first tee balls. Neil, I'll kick it back to you. Your first Solheim Cup. What were your impressions of the first tee and the atmosphere?
Well, I got a great night's sleep last night. I told you guys this morning, I woke up in the same position I went to bed in, which is always a good sign. And I had about 3 or 4 seconds there where I didn't know where I was when I woke up.
That's the best
sign. It's like, whoa, what is, you know, where am I? Truly, where am I?
Comatose.
And I love that feeling. Yeah. Once you come to, you're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not in trouble. I don't have any hot water either in my shower. So it was, you know, kind of a cold shower start. We're out, we're going, and we got on get to the shuttle, all that stuff.
Yeah,
so honestly, we kind of hit the first tee a little later than we probably wanted, maybe 5-10 minutes late, but it was electric out there. I mean that full sincerity.
What did you think about the
great
DJ?
DJ playing bangers only.
No, I thought the DJ was poor.
Really?
He was playing a lot of like mid aughts, like Coldplay.
No, but they were all mashup. Like, they were all mashup.
I won. They were Spanish. Pop.
No, he's playing some T Swift. He's playing to the crowd, mashies, man. Like, Randy and I were turned to each other. We got Seth Waugh in front of us. He's vibing, you know.
The real Seth Waugh, too, Sully. I want to make sure that we're clear.
Yeah, not the rules official.
Not the fake Seth Waugh.
Had a great day with Seth, but most importantly, Miss Jane. I think that's the highlight.
Of course.
Every single interaction we have with them. Anyway, I agree with you. I thought the music was fine.
Yeah.
You
know, and the crowd wanted
Despacito, like, blasting the whole time. The Macarena.
A lot of Twitter people were saying the music not good.
Well, it's too much. I think they let it play for way too long.
And they
long.
Would shut it off at the last second. Like, they messed up Danielle Kang. She had to step off her shot because the DJ forgot.
The pronunciations were tough.
Oh, yeah. Which, back at you, our Euro contingent for flaming us for mispronunciations. It was a disgrace. The first tee announcer hit it with, I think it was like Cayenne Knight, or no, you know, it was
Cheyenne.
We weren't even close. So anyway, I really enjoyed the first tee compared to Whistling Straits. And I know there was some COVID stuff going on there, so there weren't as many Euro fans. I felt like that got the big burst of energy and they got real flat.
Yeah.
And I thought the DJ did a really good job of keeping the energy up and the fans were awesome. And it was a fun first tee shot to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
And then from there we went back, got a little coffee, you know, set up shop in the media center, and then we went and walked the whole back nine, which was great. It was hard, but I'm glad we saw so 10 through 18. I got a good visual of every hole.
Now, I made a declaration yesterday about when we saw the pairings about Lexi specifically, and I can't remember exactly what I said, but I know it had something to do with if she actually teed off on the odds, I was going to.
If you hit the first tee shot, you're going to leave.
I'll tell you exactly what it said. If she puts her tee in the ground, I'm walking off.
Okay. Well, I did that. We went and got coffee.
You got to believe in something.
And then somebody reminded me that I think I also said, but I want to get into this. I want to figure out what sort of data they have there. So we watched her entire back nine.
We did.
And honestly, she played fucking awesome this morning.
She really did.
That's never been the issue, is her playing well early on when the pressure's not there. And then she turned back into a pumpkin at the end of the day today.
Actually, I kind of push back on that. I don't think she played really that bad this afternoon.
No, she had one. Honestly, she had one really bad shot on 18 that everybody saw.
Yeah.
In a big moment. But then she almost jarred the...
it was kind of like the shot, birdie chip,
right? Well, yeah. A clumpy Bermuda lie. Who among us hasn't hit a hosel on a lie like
for
that?
Sure.
Come on.
But I'll say from Team USA side today, overall, again, and I want to go back to talking about the morning session, but like Lexi is not like who we should be disappointed with today. Like overall, I think her performance is way more than anybody expected her to do, maybe except for J-Ray, but that's it.
Yeah. No, I think she was definitely a huge surprise and a huge plus for the U.S., including that chip at the end. I will say my concern for the U.S. team, I thought Nelly played mediocre. And I thought the fact that the Euros lost that third match with her kind of with C game out there was kind of devastating.
And the putter doesn't look great.
And she rope hooked her tee shot on number one, you know, into the water, like just kind of spotted the Euros a stroke, kicking things off. And then they still end up winning that match. I just didn't think she, you know, it it just didn't feel like a powerful performance.
I thought Megan Kang was a workhorse today.
Yeah.
She's very hats off. Great energy, made some putts.
I think the biggest disappointment for us was seeing that Lynn and Maya pairing go three down through three.
Yeah.
That was just deflating.
And boy, oh boy. The European contingent, not you guys, but the Big J journos, specifically probably the Brits, they're not happy right now about this. They think they put that Kevin Pedersen put Maya and Lynn in a bad position, that they shouldn't have been this first group out. Obviously, everybody rides for this pairing, but they think they ultimately like set them up to fail.
It's such a strange opening hole there, too. Like the 260-yard, 275-yard shot, and you know, Maya was on a weird stance. It's like it just didn't get off to a good start. Right. I don't think both of them have veteran caddies either. That was another thing. Like they've got relatively, as far as Solheim Cup is concerned, I think they've both got kind of relatively inexperienced caddies there. It was just like, all right, two rookies.
What is this excuse tour we're going on?
No, we're saying we're like.
So, I mean, I think that all this stuff leads and kind of, You're kind of agreeing with these guys that
I think
there's written pieces that
it's a risk that just doesn't seem worth taking. Or if you're going to send out Lynn first, then pair her with a veteran. I think I don't know. And then
on the flip side,
I don't think it's a bad pairing though.
No, it's not.
On the flip side, it could make both of them better for the experience.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be like. We're going to lose a battle
investment
to try to win a war.
100%. 100%.
Powerful
stuff.
I think Andrea Lee, I think she's going to come out and like she'll be well rested tomorrow morning. I think she's going to come back out tomorrow morning. She's a great game for foursomes.
I'll say, can I quickly that second match this morning, Kang and Lee,
that was a big one
versus Celine and Georgia. Neither team was ever two up or more. It was one up in either direction the whole time. That was a back and forth match. But that was one as prominent Team Euro supporters, TC, the Boudier Hall pairing. That was one we were certainly, we had in our models, yeah. We were going to get a point
We needed more out of Georgia. Danielle made some long putts.
She did.
Too.
And her props to Danielle. 17 was, I mean, yeah. She stuck it. That was good.
And then Nelly and Corpuz, beat Leona and the big Swede and Nordqvist.
Which was a good match.
Yeah.
It was a good match.
But I just felt like the Euros had to have that one.
Those are four really good. I mean, I think it speaks to if Nelly wasn't that, like, Alison Corpuz is good.
She's a gamer.
Yeah. She's kind of like, you know, could be what we saw with Leona 2 years ago. Like, hello.
Yeah. Hola.
Yeah. The last match, hand up. I want to apologize. I'm not macro apologizing, TC. Sure. I do want to micro apologize to Allie Ewing and Cheyenne Knight. And I guess have to with the data as well. I got to apologize to the data. I thought they might be cannon fodder to Charlie Hall and Emily Peterson.
They were the strongest.
And they waxed that ass.
They did.
They went four up through six. They went six up through nine. They ended up winning 5-4. I will say it sounded like Charlie, I didn't personally see much of that match. It sounded like Team Europe in that match was awful. And Charlie
was like 7 minutes late to the tee this morning.
We didn't know if she was just standing up there.
I didn't know if she was waiting in the staging area or if she was legit.
I guess they like legit couldn't find her.
That's bad. Like, bits aside, that's, you can't have that.
Yeah.
I keep going back to the Boutier match because like Celine hit the pin on 14 and then she got like great chip on 15. And then they're like, there was a big volley of birdies there on 12. 12 has been a good hole or like an interesting hole to watch. I don't know if it's a good hole.
12's a par three.
I think 12's the
par three.
Like 11, 12, 13. I don't know if they're good holes, but they're provocative, like the crazy downhill. And
that's when things get real spread out on the back nine.
11 in the afternoon was the one that was like, I damn near thought half the field had lost their tee shot right into the shit.
I think the wind was howling off the left there.
Yeah.
Like coming.
And then 13 was kind of a short four. Yeah. That was a fun stretch.
Like 14, like Madeline drove the green this afternoon and they like barely even acknowledged it. It's like, oh yeah, she almost aced the par four. We'll get to that.
But and then there could be like just generally though, I know we're not talking a ton of course stuff, but there's a choke point at 15T. It's among the worst we've ever seen where Randy and I are standing there. And the head of security is trying to get the players into the carts to cart into the fairway because it's like a quarter mile walk to the fairway.
Straight downhill.
But you got camera.
The camera operators are too, you're too close, man. And then the lady with the tripods, like, you know, she can't find a ride. So she's freaking out. People are falling down the hill. The fans are getting all backed up top. So the marshal's like, we got to let them go. There's too many people. It was awesome.
It was Chris Sanchez. Shout out to our guy, head of security. That guy is...
Yeah, people coming up to him. I need this. I need that. He's like, everyone just hold on a second.
Yeah. So that was the morning. USA 4, Team Europe 0.
I thought when Maya and Lynn tied it up, I thought that one was going to flip and it was going to be like, you know what? We've survived the initial onslaught. There's at least a 3-1 or 2-2 in here.
I'm glad somewhere. You mentioned that.
And Lynn made like a big putt on 15 or 16 late there. 16. There was some like good golf being played down the stretch there. And then they just kind of ran out of gas. It was too much.
It reminded me of like, you know, I don't know, football or basketball game where a team gets way down early and they
start playing
fight.
Yeah. They can never take back. The lead though.
And then it seems like they just kind of
they can just tie it up and that's the win.
And then they run out of gas. And that's how I felt that match went. But I was going to say like credit to Lynn and Maya. They battled back from losing the first three holes to tie it up. Lynn, as you said, had a huge putt on 16 to have the hole. But ultimately they won on 17. They won the match 2-1. Yeah, I don't know. Anything else, Codeman? Anything else from the morning? I mean, at this point, it was like, holy shit. I was shell-shocked.
The LPGA, or the Solheim Cup USA Twitter account was bringing receipts to us.
Yeah, they quote tweeted our ass. I'm sorry for Solly too. I'm sure he's getting notifications out of the butt too.
But Solly gets like we get lumped in with all of Solly's takes all the time too. So it's a good.
And listen, I still stand by it. There were questionable pairings, right?
Yeah,
we didn't 100%.
They panned out and hats off.
There were questions, and those questions were answered.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right.
What the issue here is that I don't think these are like, you know, that the data pool that they have or the data puddle as we watch the Shock and Awe campaign, like actually work again, like it doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
And we saw that like fatigue started to set in this afternoon and really you have like concerns of like, okay, you're riding your hot players right now, which you have to do. You need to do like, how sustainable is that? We saw it this afternoon. Like they started to lose it a little bit.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at with Captain Lewis. It's like, if it's not a pod structure, what is the structure? Are we going to see the same foursome groups tomorrow? Like, what are they in pods, or I just would like a little bit more clarity on that.
We need these pairings to come out.
Man. Yeah.
Let me buy some time. We got one more sponsor to thank.
Okay.
Our good friends at Titleist. Today's episode is brought to you by Titleist. And there are four new Titleist T-Series iron models. We have the T100, the T150, the T200, and the T350. Guys, we were supposed to like talk about some recent iron performances, but you guys all want to turn this back on me.
Yes, we're
people were coming up to you today calling you Mr. T100.
Neil was legitimately shocked that I'm still in the T100.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was a big enough sweet spot for you, but apparently I'm mistaken.
I reached out to our fitter. I was like, hey, philosophically, will you just walk me through this?
How did Randy go through a proper fitting and still maintain?
He said, actually, Randy. So he said, Randy needs spin.
Yes.
So these are our highest spinning kind of really big sweet spot for what this club looks like up top. Randy doesn't need a hot face or forgiveness behind the ball. He just needs the ball to get up in the air. And
he said your dispersion was simply too good that he would be let go if he let you play anything.
He said he could not live with himself if he put me in like the T150s. My dispersion with the T100s was tight. I wasn't getting that much more distance in any of the other models, again, because I think I was getting more spin. So I'm in the T100, you know, ball strikers only. It's me, Jordan Spieth, Emily Peterson. We're all T100 players. How about that?
I'm a 150 guy and I'm excited about it.
I'm a 150 guy.
I like the way they look when I look down at the club. You know, we've had to adjust the distances between the 100s. I'm getting a little bit more juice out of these 150s, but we can make that adjustment. We can look at the data.
Is the rest of the crew all 150?
I'm 150 all the way through until I go to five and three and a half iron. I have 200s.
I should say my 200? Five iron is a 200, okay. Is a T200. So anyway, anybody listening, the T series, they are all available now. Head over to Titleist.com to learn more. Find a fitter or a fitting event near you. Wonderful, wonderful irons. Thank them for being a great sponsor of everything we do. All right. So we go to the afternoon. We have a little lunch ourselves. Get back to the media center.
Shout out to the food in the media center, bomb. They got a local outfit doing it up. Gazpacho, shrimp, rice, some good stuff in there.
Yeah, that was solid.
Okay.
We can take that offline.
I think it's good, TC. These guys are, you know, they don't appreciate
it. I had some pan con tomate this morning.
I don't even know what the
fuck that is. That's bread with tomatoes on top.
Okay. That was actually good. I had that too this morning. That was good.
So your matches this afternoon, out first, the first afternoon four ball match was Rose Zhang and Megan Kang versus Gemma Drybura and Madeline Sagstrom.
I thought like 8-10 holes in. I thought Rose and Megan were going to win that like 4-2.
I thought Gemma looked awful. She looked really bad. PC and I followed them for three holes, and all three holes was like, ooh, this is not working. Yeah. Nobody in the group could make a putt. The US was unable to pounce on opportunities.
Madeline hit a really, like, she great, great second shot into the par five. Was that number 8? Nine. And
one of the worst putts we've seen.
It was crazy.
Ended up three putting for par. Yeah, down the stretch, though, I thought the golf got really good. You had 16 specifically. Gemma holed out from, I don't know, we'll call it 35, 40 yards for birdie. Rose followed that with a clutch birdie putt to have the hole on 17. All of them had good birdie looks. They have 17 and then going to 18. Nobody could reach 18 in the afternoon, which is Lexi was the closest. Hers obviously rolled just off the green. Little bit of a bummer, maybe. That was maybe my one complaint.
That said, though, with people not being able to reach it, that was an awesome pin.
Yeah.
Tucked front right, right behind that bunker. Pretty, like, it's that's almost a hole that it might be so bad it's good kind of thing, where there's all these
runoffs
and everything.
I wouldn't put 18 at the top of the bad holes list. I think there's plenty more.
Seven's
definitely up there.
Seven, if you land it anywhere left of like 40 yards left of the fairway, you're going to miss the fairway to the right.
I don't think it's possible.
No, I think you literally have to hit the cart path and hope that it bounces straight, like up top on the hill. Like what? And standing out there on seven today, it's like, even for spectators, it's just like a straight slope down in this ravine. And the fairway is not flat at all. So it just rolls into the right rough. Wild.
Rose, going back to the match real quick on 18, Rose, not a good second shot, found herself kind of behind a little tree, had to play a pitch shot. I thought her third shot was amazing to get it to where it was. Nobody,
that was one of the shots of the day.
I thought it was all set up there for Rose to make that birdie putt to win the match. I thought that would have been, if that goes in, it gets to 5-0. USA sees that score, because again, there were like two 50-50 matches right behind her. I thought that could have really been a turning point, but she missed it. Team Europe, TC, you and I both said that honestly, that felt like a win, just getting that half point.
Madeline and Gemma, I don't think either of them had their best stuff. Madeline didn't putt well.
Neither Gemma. She missed back-to-back, they like just, 4 footers.
You know, like, I was proud of Madeline on that chip on 18, just getting it up there to, you know, but they battled hard, and they're, you know, I think she came out, she's probably a little bit nervous and hyped up this morning and battled. And then going to the next match, Lexi and Lilia.
I got one thing on Madeline. Madeline had 3 birdies on the day.
Yeah.
I thought very, very good showing by her for somebody who's clearly kind of nervy, you know, obviously sat this morning, wanted to get out there. I want to talk about, I can't believe you guys just blew over this. Hole number 11. The hole is one today with a bogey. Oh, all three other players, that double.
That was the low point of like, holy shit.
But that was bag. That was the second group.
No.
Second match, I thought. I thought it was Lilia Vu and...
No, that was the first match.
First match. You're right. It was like,
that was the, that was the total nadir of the day. It was like Wi-Fi in the media center was completely shutting down on us. We couldn't get any bandwidth.
That's when we hit the REM cycle of the siesta. a lot of dreaming going on. Yeah.
Gemma was so far left. She had to take unplayable lie. I think she dropped it like on the cart path.
To the shit still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still very much in the shit. Rose was so far right.
Rose took a drop. Megan took a drop.
Yeah.
Three of them had to take drops.
I'll say this.
Madeline ended up winning the hole,
pitched out, and then it looked like she like topped her wood.
She just did top her three wood.
Running out there. It was nuts.
And then ends up winning the hole.
Truly sick. I'm glad
made a really good putt. Yeah.
That second match, Lexi and Lilia, obviously we've talked about Lexi against Leona. And
on top of that, they went up and birdied the next hole, 11, which everybody was struggling with, the wind, kind of this hourglass shaped green, and stepped up, made a 2 on that hole to basically take it from, they were 2 down making, after 10, and they were tied up after 12.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great. That second match, obviously the Lexi shank chip on 18 was tough.
I said to you guys, I was like, oh, worst we could do here is, you know, we flub it and it goes in the bunker. I didn't even know that was possible that we could hit it. You know, that was wild.
So, and just to set the scene, Lexi got damn near on the green in 2. It just trickled off. So she had a little chip, but her ball kind of sat down in the Bermuda. Leona and Georgia came up short of the par five. Leona then spun her wedge, her third shot, off the green and was sitting kind of down, but on the short grass in front. And Leona played first. And I think, I don't know, we, by this point, we were back at our apartment. We're getting ready for the live show. So we're watching on television.
On Spanish television.
Yeah.
Spanish television.
Randy, you did say like, go ahead, just basically be the kid, Leona.
Like have a moment.
Let's, why don't you just dunk this? And it was like the perfect amount of revolutions on the golf ball. Just tipped into the hole.
That was awesome. That was a true thrilling, titillating moment.
I think they were hitting us with K Bonita on the broadcast.
And then they hit us with a K Lastima.
Yeah.
After well, the,
Alta Dia, the Lexi. You know, just
Lexi did an Eagle 14 as well. We should probably mention that.
She did. She did. And again, I don't, like Cody said, I don't think she played that poorly throughout the afternoon. It was just she found herself in a really big spot.
You could just tell after, even before that
there were some things creeping in.
No. She had an awful lie. You could tell there's a massive clump of Bermuda. She was not comfortable when she was like surveying the lie at first. And I almost think she just like thought that into existence a little bit.
That's where like there's so much scar tissue
Leona
there.
Then like how much harder did that chip get after Leona made hers, you know?
That was Ludwig was out there. I hope that he didn't see that because that was probably the worst chip he's seen since my chip at Barsavac against you.
Yeah, reactions were different, but yeah, I agree. About the same contact. If Lexi like didn't shank that, I would have been like, "Well, something's
she's
wrong."
Gonna miss the
I
next
was expecting
putt,
that to happen from her.
Yeah. And she made some good putts down the street. She had a couple putts that were wind was blowing hard off the left to a left to right putt, and she like still made it.
The story of the afternoon, like it was a pretty steady breeze, like in the morning, but nothing crazy. This afternoon, the wind picks up; it starts gusting. The greens absolutely dried out. And for some reason, even though this is a European hosted Solheim Cup, they're 100% playing an American style golf course. Like there's nobody more comfortable on Bermuda grass than this American team. And like you saw that. How many like 2 to 3 foot
Bermuda putts? Burns might as well have been out there.
How many 2 to 3 foot putts did like you see? Like not even like they completely missed the
lead. Yeah, Gemma had two of those in a row. Uh-oh, breaking news.
Let's get through the afternoon.
Bolster the pairings, but we do have pairings.
Oh. Let's speed through it.
So we got four and two win for Corpuz and for Peterson and Stark. Or sorry, a tie ball game for Peterson and Stark with Kupcho and Corpuz. This one was kind of, I think Emily and Maya probably could have gone like fight or flight. I was worried that they were.
Oh, this was my least confident. Yeah. Team Europe pairing, right? Because Emily was part of that debacle in the morning. Maya obviously looked a little nervy in the morning. I think this, again, a key moment for Team Europe, Emily Peterson acing the 12th hole. That sent a jolt not only through the two of them, had to have sent a jolt through all the team, the captains. I mean, that was the biggest roar I think we heard. And after that, it was they played really good golf. I thought Emily really turned it on to her credit, and Maya culminating. I mean, she made the big having
that was tying
putt on
15 footer
after Allison Corpuz made just like a really steely, I don't know, 12 foot sidewinding birdie putt there. Like Allison's a she's really good. She's soft-spoken, and her demeanor is
made a bunch of putts, but 8 footers, 10 footers. Just
love to see her kind of rising in big moments.
Guys, I'm going through this scorecard here. Like I watched a lot of this match, and Kupcho and Corpuz made so many birdies. I don't know how they didn't win this match. I guess they made a lot of bogeys too.
I think that's another one, sleeper cell. Kupcho might be a problem for you guys.
Yeah,
she was really really solid.
Jay Monahan's in the group. Shout out to Big J.
Big J's there. Yeah, I mean, but that was another one, honestly, that we were hoping Team Europe would get a point, but getting a half point there, TC, felt like a victory. And then the final group of the afternoon, Carlotta Segonda and Lynn Grant beat the Americans, Angel Yin, Ali Ewing, 4-2. Good on Carlotta. You know, she didn't play this morning. She comes out this afternoon in front of the Spanish fans. You know, does her thing. She and Lynn delivered a big victory for Europe. It was nice to have.
They anchored down.
A little low stress, you know, kind of anchor point out there throughout most of the afternoon.
They didn't trail. They were one up after one and did not trail the entire match.
Didn't see a lot of shots from this matchup.
This was kind of a forgotten match on TV, at least over here.
A little bit of a weird pairing, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe we're just a more disappointing Angel. It seemed like Angel did not bring the A game, unfortunately.
Didn't play well.
That's Angel hit an Ikarito ball on one.
She did. It went back left in the woods.
But so sick.
I will say this. We didn't see a lot because I think we're looking for Angel, but we saw a lot of alley-ewing. We saw a lot of her shots. And really, I mean,
this is
Lynn and Carlotta. I think this is a pairing that they should like seriously invest in. They played amazing.
It's kind of two games that are, you know, I think it frees Lynn up to really go play aggressively. Like Carlotta's, you know, pretty straight hitter. So, yeah, I don't know. I think all in all, 3-1 this afternoon. Glad to have it.
We rocked them, TC.
And 5-3
overall.
We're on pace for 15-13, and I like
TC
that.
TC is putting cases.
Want to apologize or do you want to work what? On the at least 17? Europe winning by at least 17?
I think there's
17.
A path there.
I straight up, I swear to you, this is not a bit. I do not see a path to victory for the United States. I do not.
Huh? How?
Interesting.
Don't spend too much time. Just
okay, let's get to the pairings.
I will note the only player that did not play on either side today was Caroline Hedwall. I do think it's fair to, she was the most controversial of Suzanne's captain's picks. And to not get her out on day one.
Yeah, you're almost putting more pressure on her.
I know. And it's like, what does that say about day two?
Yeah.
Like, is she just totally out of form in like the few weeks since you picked her? That's a head scratcher.
Round three here. What do we got? What are we looking at?
All right. You guys ready? You want me to start on the American side or the European side?
Start match by match. Let's give the visitors their thing. We learned that today. Visitors go first.
All right. 8:10 local. Same tee times for anybody listening. Same tee times. Match one, Saturday morning, foursomes. Lilia Vu and Jennifer Kupcho.
Ooh.
Versus
Thunder and Lightning.
Emily Peterson and Carlotta Segonda.
I like that. She's really putting a whole lot of trust in Emily.
Yes, I'll say this. Like today, watching her on TV, it felt like she played bad. Do you know what she shot this afternoon? I understand
like 67 or 68 or something.
She ended up shooting like 1-under. It wasn't as horrible. I honestly thought she was making bogeys on the front nine.
She was. She had a fantastic back nine. I think she was 6-under if you give her the putt on 18 on the back.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Now, again, fatigue.
It was also tough. I feel like everybody was playing such bad golf for a while there.
This morning.
Well, that's true.
It was like she played Shiskin. She only played the 12-hole golf course.
This is an awesome pairing, specifically Carlotta first thing out in the morning. I thought that's what we would probably get this morning to kick off the Solheim Cup, having the Spanish star be out there. But
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too.
That'll be cool to be there for.
And you would have thought 3 or 4 years ago when they announced Fincapié is in that it would have been Carlotta and Azahara going out together to lead it off, you know?
Yeah. I will say, I don't know who said putting a lot of trust in Emily. She is. Emily was a captain's pick. Her and Carolyn are, from like a world rankings perspective, stand out from every other person just because they're down in like the 110s, 120s, 120, 110.
Some of that is just a factor of like playing the league, but it's European LET. Tour.
Yeah. But I do want to say Emily is like, I think Suzanne sees a lot of her qualities as a player in Emily. Emily is
highly competitive.
And so I think that's something at play here, which again, like as a captain, you should pick a team how you want to pick it. All right. Second match in the morning, Lexi Thompson and Megan Kang. Versus Anna Nordqvist and Leona Maguire.
I like that. That's a bare knuckle brawl. That's some heavyweights there.
Who did Lexi play with this morning?
Lexi played
Megan.
Yeah, so this is just a rematch of yesterday.
Yeah, it's a run back.
But bumped up to the second match instead of the third match.
No, they let off this morning.
Lexi?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Nelly. Sorry. Nelly played Leona this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. same pairings for each team. Match three, Nelly Korda and Allison Corpuz.
Okay.
Running that. Sure. For some pairing back against Georgia Hall and Celine Boutier.
Okay.
So running
that. I can get down with that.
Yeah.
And then in the anchor match, Danielle Kang and Andrea Lee. Running that one back versus Maya Stark and Lynn Grant.
Wow.
That's so Danielle and Andrea looked really comfortable playing together. Like they were vibing off of each other. I think Captain Pedersen is setting herself up for some very interesting decisions in the afternoon tomorrow.
With fatigue
and stuff like that.
Headwall's not playing again.
She'll have a super fresh player.
Headwall's not playing.
Wow.
I was going to say the sitting on the Team Europe side, Dryburgh and Sagstrom, which I don't think is a big surprise in foursomes.
And then Charlie.
And Headwall and Charlie. It really is going to suck if Charlie's seemingly not 100%. Like you're taking.
Well, she's not. She has an injured neck. Like she's talked about the injured neck.
She said it was like fine.
Well,
of course,
we all try to do that to get ourselves hyped up.
Well, it's also, it's even doubly bad when like Charlie's one of your standout players.
Right. That's what I mean. Like she conceivably was like coming in the best player on Team Europe. That's a big blow.
Yeah.
Celine Boutier might have a word with you, but sure.
Yeah, Celine's been hot lately.
I think coming off a runner up at the British Open and a runner up, like immediately, Charlie was.
Celine would like to put her major against that, but sure.
All right. Well,
and then her back.
I'll stand by Charlie.
Back back,
right? Yeah, we can have that discussion.
I was going to say, I'll stand by Charlie. I'm comfortable with that.
Nobody loves Charlie.
This is a Charlie.
She's a bad girl, and that's what we wanted to see here. I just don't think she's not there. She doesn't have it. And I hope it's the injury.
Well, she doesn't have it. I'm not disputing that.
But if she's really hurt, if she's really injured, then we don't see her till Sunday. And right. Then you put even more pressure on the rest of the ladies to play five matches. I would imagine then both of Maya and Lynn. I think Lynn's definitely playing five.
Yeah.
I think Lynn's definitely playing five. Carlotta's playing five. Carlotta's going to play the rest. I think Maya probably plays five.
But again, I think Suzanne's probably like, yes, suck it up. Do it. You know, I'm not going to feel sorry for you for being fatigued. We're playing golf. It's a 3-day event.
Yeah.
On the U.S. side, sitting is, help me out here in the moment.
Rose.
It's just a little surprising sitting her both the foursome sessions. Rose's game seems kind of malleable.
Who else was sitting from this morning? Sorry, this is great live.
Allie and Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
Allie and Cheyenne.
Crazy.
That's the crazy one.
What is Allie and Cheyenne?
You substitute Lilia Vu and Kupcho for Cheyenne and Allie Ewing in the foursomes.
Yeah. And then you probably sit Kupcho tomorrow afternoon.
That's what we recommended and thought was going to happen.
For sure.
We saw the pairings for day one.
But they were so quick to tell us, the data.
Yeah.
And then they went out and won 5-4.
Which, speaking of the data, my biggest curiosities were, where are they getting this data? Because that's kind of a notable thing on the LPGA Tour, on the women's side.
Talk about handcrafted.
The data is very bespoke, very rustic data. It's not, we're not talking about high level exact. There's a lot of noise in said data.
Sure.
This is handcrafted shit.
Yeah, truly. Hand plugged in scoring and shots and all that kind of stuff. But it seems to be working because they're winning 5-3.
So talk us through where they're getting this from.
So they're getting it from A, the practice rounds, and then B, it sounds like Captain Lewis called some of her hitters at KPMG and said, hey, I need some extra resources here to be able to track stuff.
And more. Shout out Jay Ray.
Yeah,
Justin Ray.
Well, I think he's the resource, like, you know, like getting
conduit to it.
Yeah.
So the KPMG distance insight, which she asked for to be utilized this year for her team, is what she's using as her baseline. And I think practice round data. So they're very specifically, they got three 9-hole
That's the thing that I don't get.
But that just seems like there's so much noise and there's such a little sample size there.
Exactly. But to utilize that against the KPMG as their baseline, that's where they're getting all these from. And I'll say this, it worked this morning.
Yeah,
totally. But also, like, I maybe it's too early to chalk that up, or maybe, hey, I'm sure there's other stuff. There's trends. There's personality tests. There's all sorts of other stuff going into it. I've just always heard from the data boys, people much smarter than I, that the only thing worse than no data is bad data.
Yeah. Yeah, but that bad data today, dirty data, it fucked the eye test up.
Yeah, it did. Like,
five and four. Had, listen, hand up.
Five and three for the data won 5-3 today.
But that also I think might
these
have been...
So what's interesting to me about these
that
pairings...
That also might have been random.
One thing that I like is that we almost have a lot of context for... You know, like for the U.S., three of these four pairings are the same, and but they just have different matchups, which is kind of cool to see. Like
in Team Europe, three of the four.
So it's almost like a little like speed dating thing of like, no, we're just gonna mix up who you're playing against, but like we're gonna see kind of if again it's another match of data and eye test because they're sticking to their scripts. It's like no, our strategy was fine, even though we got waxed 4-0. Our strategy was fine.
I think if you strip out the Charlie performance there, like them kind of leaking oil all day, and like Europe didn't get off the bus the first five or six holes, and then it kind of normalized after that.
Yeah, really. Right? Yeah, I think from the get-go, like the first hole, I think we you know, we joked and talked about it, like who's gonna lay up, who's gonna go for it and everything. I think overall this morning, I don't think Europe had like a
par. No, Nelly spotted them a stroke. They were one up on the in the third match.
Yeah,
this morning.
Yeah,
this
Nelly.
Morning. They won Nelly, in the water Nelly, par.
Yeah, Nelly rinsed it. And I think Europe won.
But otherwise, like Europe was in trouble three or four holes in on pretty much every match.
It'd be interesting. I didn't have time to do it before we went live, but to see the front nine versus back nine scoring, like I'm sure the front nine heavily favored Team USA throughout the day, and I would think the back nine was more Team Europe.
Plenty more. I think let's go through real quick some of the ancillary stuff, the course, the spectator experience, the
sorry,
that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get us,
you guys, know, we don't train to time
though, yeah,
so we gotta keep it going.
I will say this, or do you want to kind of have a Save Sunday that. Night, you know,
big picture,
like dive into a big picture?
That's fine. I think we can tease certain stuff.
Well, I mean,
out
people think like, listen, it's not a great venue for spectators, but we can get into like the whys and some of the ancillary.
I want to, I'd like to give the course. I'd like to have a couple more days out there to dig in on my thoughts there, because I want to be fair about my feedback on the course. And
all right, let's
tournament's not over.
Let's get everybody on record before we close, so the Solheim Cup accounts can tweet at us if need be. Match one, which is Lilia and Jennifer Kupcho versus Peterson and Saganda. Sarge, who you taking in that one?
Team USA.
I will take... Oh, God, I think Team Europe. Emily is riding high and Carlotta is playing for the home fans.
Got Carlotta going out first. Tomorrow, probably playing a 36-hole day. We may not get this thing in.
Well, that's a great
well,
point.
Well, I think
we may be putting on the clock.
I think this is a power play by Team USA.
I think Europe. I think
smoke them in the first match.
I think Europe wins match one.
All right, we're following along party lines there.
Sure.
Match two, Neil. We'll start with you, Lexi and Megan versus Anna Norquist and Leona McGuire.
I'm worried about this one. I think Europe wins this match.
Really?
Yes.
FT.
I'll go have here. I think it's going to be a hard-fought match.
I think Team Europe. I do. Cody?
Just because Leona is on this team, because you can't be getting much from Anna.
Why is that?
I think Anna's... I didn't see much of her play today.
I think this is where the fatigue comes in a little bit for the U.S. Both of them are playing... This is their third match
Anna's
in a
such a good ball striker. Like her,
for sure, but she's a dinker. She doesn't hit
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think Team Europe
against
is...
Against Lesby and Megan.
Like, I think they might... You
maybe
know,
they know something that we don't about the setup tomorrow.
Like, I don't think they're going to get blown out, but I just think like that's a kind of a trap game a little bit.
Right, Lexi's trend line is heading in
the wrong
clear direction from the first tee to the 18th green this afternoon.
Also, the way that these par fives are playing, it's almost like you're going to get caught with your hand in the cookie jar in some spots out there where it's almost better to have just not even be tempted and you're going to have a wedge in.
You're taking Team USA officially?
Yeah, for sure. I don't see it. Honestly, yeah. Leona played phenomenal, but I think this is a bad pairing.
Okay.
Third match, Nelly Korda, Allison Corpuz against Georgia Hall, Celine Boutier.
I'll kick this off.
I think US gets a point here.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see something from Lexi or we're going to be changing some long-term predictions.
Okay. Nelly.
Yeah, I didn't like what I saw today.
11. Wow.
Didn't like it.
Cody, who you like in the third one?
He's going to go US again.
No, I think this is I'll throw my lone tie out here in here just because you didn't see a lot from Nelly, a ton from Allison though. It's a lot to carry. Georgia played pretty good and Celine is phenomenal.
Celine's nails, man.
Yeah. It's hard not to. I don't want to say 100% point here for Team Europe, but I'll say this is my one tie that I'll give out.
And then finally, Danielle Kang and Andrea Lee against Maya Stark and Lynn Grant.
This is a main event. I think this is going to be an awesome match. I think I love watching Andrea Lee play golf.
I'll give her this too. I was a little quick to discount Danielle. I think big events, big moments like this, she pretty consistently elevates her game. Yeah. And I thought she played well this morning.
She wants the ball.
I got this as a have.
Yeah.
Randy, I was thinking that too, but I don't know. I think I might go with Europe here. I think it's going to end up 2-2 tomorrow in the morning. I think we're going to dig into the trenches a little bit.
Yeah, this is the one match where
I've got it 2-2 on my predictions too.
I'll
I
go
guess,
Team
yeah.
Europe on this one. I think they learned their lesson today. I think they're going to learn a ton from that. And they just throw haymakers. That's what both of them do, Maya and Lynn. And when they're dialed, they're so freaking good. You saw that this afternoon. They're absolutely flashing. Hopefully they have found their form, settle into a big event, and hopefully play the way that I think that we thought they were going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Maya and Lynn out there, Neil saw Pia.
Yeah,
saw Pia.
So I ran into Ludwig, of course. First on the driving range, after the morning session, so he probably got there around 11 o'clock or something like that, but fit in just like everybody else. Luckily, they had him tucked off to the side, and then I'm sure he followed Madeline around.
I didn't want to go bug him. I think the civil guardia was protecting him, so,
They should.
He looks like a protective man. Yeah, it's awesome. I think I talked about this on radio. So I did two hits of BBC Radio today.
Yeah, we didn't even mention that. I'm sorry.
Some kudos via DM. So I appreciate all the British listeners that are out there. But
the blokes.
Yeah, exactly.
They were chuffed to hear your voice.
Honestly, I have so much fun doing it. It's an absolute blast calling live radio. So if you want to check it out, I'm probably going to jump on there again tomorrow. But they were, they're grilling me about everything, Team USA, all this other stuff. And I get being like the lone American that they can badger with all these questions and stuff like that. But they kind of trapped me again into this whole, Ryder Cup versus Solheim Cup and this potential festival of golf that never happened. But I think at the end of the day, I got them to the ending spot where we can all just kind of give kudos because Ludwig came and supported his friends and family. People that he's been around for a long, long time and Maya and Lynn, and obviously very, very close with Madeline and Jack and the rest of Team Europe. I think it's fucking awesome that he's out here because he doesn't have to be. Like, it's just really fucking cool.
It'd be so much easier to not be here.
Right. Yes. That he's like getting ready for,
Valderrama.
The biggest event, definitely of the year so far for him next week. And he's just like, yeah, like
I'm saving my life. I'd save his life.
He went and walked all 18 holes.
Yeah.
With that group today on a really hilly golf course.
It's fucking awesome. So kudos to Ludwig for coming out. And the other thing too, is that because when you call radio, you end up watching a ton of the broadcast. They weren't like flashing cameras and making a big spectacle about him being here. So good for him just coming out and being one of the dudes.
TC, we might have to see if Suzanne can do a late sub. Carolyn Headwall for this German.
Hearing a lot about this German.
On the junior European Solheim Cup.
The junior Solheim Cup.
You guys got horses in the back. They're just mini ponies right now. So you got to worry about it.
Apparently there's maybe a full grown horse.
She's like 6'5".
Yeah.
A Danny Amantes.
Yeah, you got to check the papers.
Helen Bream, I think is her name, from Germany. Just messing people up. So anyway, we'll inquire on about that.
I see a BMW sponsorship in her future.
The junior Solheim Cup team was very vocal today. Yes. out in the morning.
Well, it was so cool though to see you got all these different like groups from different clubs around the UK, especially like golf or Formby Ladies Club was out there. Mm-hmm. I saw a bunch of people from Ganton. It's just like people flying down for the weekend and making it like a club outing.
Yeah.
Almost. It's cool. It's very convivial atmosphere out there. I thought the fan support was great too. Like in spite of the logistics being tough.
Oh, that's
questions about these all day.
That's with Anna. They're with Anna Nordqvist.
Anna's bananas?
Yeah. Like friends and family. Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What else do we got? Live look at Big Counting Up with Mick.
That was before.
Honestly, that was me walking into lunch.
Yeah.
There you go. He's like, oh, the king of England. I got to apologize to him. My parents.
Analytics in general,
the algorithm,
and of course me carrying out TC and Big bodies for the rest of the week.
And then I got out, and then I got out of the casket.
You resurrected, hold on, Undertaker.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, gentlemen.
I think that's a good setup.
Tight show.
Good setup for tomorrow.
Yeah. So happy that we're here, taking it all in live to people who wake up and you know watch the broadcast. Kudos to them. We will get the information about how absolutely horrific this Golf Channel, viewing experience has been. And we'll report
to hear
back.
That.
Yeah. That's a Hamsterdam
section.
We don't want to do that yet.
Sunday
There's
night.
A lot to talk about other than that.
Don't worry. To hear that, we're going to bring in some of the rest of the squad. But so you got us here tonight. Obviously, tomorrow night, we'll run it back again. And then
a little bit earlier on Sunday. It's an 11 p.m. We'll finish. See. Pending Carlotta.
Pending Carlotta, yeah. And if we get invited to whatever celebration dinner.
Day 3 morning.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go get a late Spanish dinner. Thank you all for tuning in live. Thank you all for listening. Check out day 2. It's going to be awesome tomorrow. It was a wonderful day of golf, and I think we're all...
Is the U.S. still winning at the end of day 2?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
For sure.
No.
I think it's 8-8 at the end of tomorrow.
Yeah. I could see absolutely. A 5-3 the other way tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's that sweepstakes going into Sunday.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Love that.
Okay. Love that. All right, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks
Love
to
High
Noon.
Cheers.
Thanks to Titleist. Cheers.
Be the right club. Be the right club today.
Yes. Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most! Expect